he's best off if there's a lot of early pace in the race. Or in the case of Chemo's Kid, if the horse goes wrong, it's leading and put away the other front runners. All right. No, I wouldn't bother with it. The only thing you're going to wind up with is if you have five horses, he'll be 5-5-5-5. You know, maybe a one on sustain, but he's not going to come up well for you on any kind of a commuter. Those are slow races he's out of, and he's badly beaten. That leaves Key Purchase. Which pace line on Key Purchase? I think the last one is his best race. This is the race that we decided that this is that 44-2, 109-2, that very fast race that several of these horses are coming out of. What's the fractional time in a one-turn mile at Hollywood Park for $10,000 horses? 45-3, 110-3, right? What's the fractional time at Hollywood Park, or what's the time at Hollywood Park, second and third calls, for 6 furlong races? Same level. What? 45-1, 110, and 3? Is the 110 and 3 fractional time? What? Final time, 6 furlongs is 110 and 3, $10,000. The fractional time at $10,000 in the one-turn mile is 110 and 3, right? So what does that tell you about being able to use the fractional times out of the one-turn mile? Just use them. The par is the same. The fractional par is 110 and 3. The final time par at 6 furlongs is 110 and 3. It's apples and apples.
So you guess we use the 109.2 there.
I just use the race the way it appears. 44.2, 109.2. Yeah, we're going to adjust for the racing form variant. So use 44.2, 109.2. What kind of a first fraction seems to go with that? About a 21.3? Okay. So the pace line then is 21.3, 44.2, 109 what? 109.2. All right, let's talk about that for a minute. The racing form variant to indicate how fast or slow the track was is what? In a sprint is what? 11 to 13. In a route is what? 16 to 18. What these numbers do, they represent the speed of the track that day. This was a route, which suggests the track was 6 points fast that day. Right?
Yeah.
So use this variant. Use the 16 to 18, not the 10 to 11 to 13. Because if you were to please follow this, because it's important that you do that. Yes?
I wrote some wrong numbers. I had 14 to 16, and that Santa had 20 to 22. Is that 16 to 18 you're saying is
16
correct?
16 to 18 is
correct.
Is actually correct, yeah.
So this would be Park.
At Hollywood Park, yeah.
This would
yeah.
be...
This is 6 points of variance.
So that would be 3 added onto 109.2.
That's right.
So that would be 110.
Okay.
It becomes a 110. Becomes a 44.4, 21, leave the 21.3 alone. One and a half and round down, yeah, 21.3. 21.3, 44.3, 110 is the baseline this horse comes out of. 44.3.
We just made it, what, with a fractional time of 44 and 2, in your own experience, what would you normally see as a first fraction time with that? No, not half of that. That doesn't matter. What pattern do you see? 44.2, you see 21.2, 21.3, right?
Right.
Use it. Okay. One thing we're not going to do is we're not going to look at these fractions and say one horse disqualifies the other based on these fractions, because what we're doing is we're taking a race
out of a one-turn, fractions out of a one-turn mile. We're taking a race from 7 furlongs. We're doing some adjustments here. The 21.3 is just logical to use. If you like 21.2, use 21.2. Be my guest. Yes?
I can do it in 6 points. Difference comes, and that brings it down to 3 points when you split it in half.
Three lengths.
Why isn't that applied to the 135.2, which is the final time of the mile?
We're not using the final time of the mile. We're using the fractional times. Okay, so it becomes...
We're creating a pace line like the yellow manual. We're creating a pace line from the fractional times. The difference is this is a one-turn mile. So we're not taking two lengths off of any of them. That would be the wrong way to go. So we're using it as it's written, 109.2. We're adding three lengths to that to be 110. We're assuming the track was 6 points fast that day. So it's a 110. We're using half of that rounded downward for the second call, which is 44.3. Okay. And we're leaving the first fraction at 21.3. Can everybody do that? Okay. A lot of yeses. I mean, if there are any no's, because a lot of these races just aren't easy. I mean, that's just the way they work. This is not an easy race.
Yeah.
Because they're not running that far here.
Well, then do
it. Yeah. The problem in this horse, it won't matter because he was up close to the pace. Well, let me tell you who it would matter a lot with. Secret Selection, who needs every bit of ground he can get. And when you use the one-turn mile and say that he got within, say, a length or two at the final, well, the race was over before he even came into contention in a race like this. So that's the danger with using a route and shortening back up to a sprint. The point I'm going to make now, look at North Arctica for just a moment. Because North Arctica comes out of the same race that Key Purchase comes out of. North Arctica's race on April 29th, there's a 122.4, right? What is that in your part-time chart? Isn't that a 102? All right. Let's look at this last race that we just created for Key Purchase. That's a 103, right? Which says that North Arctica is about a 100, about a 99-something in that particular race. So it's not too far off. And if anything, we erred on the side of conservatism for Key Purchase. You follow that one, all right? Okay. So now what do we wind up with? We'll put these on the board after lunch. We wind up with, bear in mind, his last race is a $25,000 race. He's beaten three lengths. 109.3 is a par of 105. He's beaten three, so that makes him a 102 in that race, right? So he's not far off the par. Key Purchase is basically not beaten in a 110, the line we made for him. That's about a 103, right? North Arctica is a 102 off his 7 furlong race. And Secret Selection we decided to leave out. So we have three contenders. Bear in mind, North Arctica, Key Purchase are three fairly strong contenders in here that are at or around par, not too far off. So that's fairly representative. What's going to happen is we're finished with it. We'll want to go back and look at a couple of these droppers. Pricey Mac, we're no longer worried about. It would just take a big turnaround for him to win. Secret Selection would need a lot of help on the front end. But one other horse that we eliminated was this Copetta. And what we'd like to look at is his April 25th race. In fact, do that during lunch. Take a look at his April 25th race. Make a number for that race, just based on the part-time charts. And then kind of assume his number from it, and we'll see whether or not he's a threat to us here. Copetta, second race back. And you see that he's about a 97 in that race. Okay, so now as far as being afraid of one of these other horses, once we get finished with this, we're not afraid of them. If they beat you, they beat you, but we're not afraid of them going in. All right, so we'll put this on the board when we're finished with lunch. Hour and a half, see you too. It's going to be a little bit easier now because we just got the results of this first race. And I played this race, so I can talk from a position of strength here. What we wound up with in our own handicapping in this room, we wind up with Key Purchase, North Arctica, Bear in Mind. On the board, Key Purchase appears to have a little more speed off the pace line we chose, which was a little bit contrived because we use the internal fractions of the mile race. As this race was run, it shows, as it's indicated, Key Purchase being a 1-2-2 in terms of W early sustained, with North Arctic being a 1-1-3. Today's race is 7 furlongs, and I just want you to make a comparison now that you can make when you decide on your bet. First of all, if you're going to bet this race, take it the way it's on the board. Now you've gone to all this work and dismiss the other probabilities. Dismiss Pricey Mac, dismiss Secret Selection, and I think we took care of Copetta. In fact, we even put him up here to indicate where he would fall in this scenario. But I think we took care of Copetta also by looking at his last few lines and decided that even with a class drop, he'll need to drop all the way to Caliani maybe. Key purchase versus North Arctica. Two horse bet, you Dutch it that way based on this board. You wanted to separate these horses, here's the way you do it. The comparison is key purchase in its last race, North Arctica in the same race. Please look at that. First point worth noting. Look at the price that each was held in that particular race at $25,000. North Arctica is 21-1 in that race and pretty much ran like it, right? Key purchase in the same race was involved in the race all the way around the racetrack to the wire at 7-1. If you're to separate those two horses, those are two very important points. One of them, at one-third the odds, outran the other one every step of the way last time. The class fits, key purchase clearly fits 25 because it got beat a nose at 25. We had some class considerations on North Arctica early on. So if you're going to separate these two into a one-horse play, there isn't a whole lot going for North Arctica against key to purchase. Now, if anybody has something that they'd like to separate in favor of North Arctica, we should discuss it. Anybody have any problem getting there? Now, this race was not easy to get at because we had to contrive the pace line for key purchase. So it turns out it was an accurate assessment. Key purchase was, at least when I picked up the call, was leading and led all the way to the wire. Peach Pocketful ran second in here. And the price on key purchase, $760.
How does Bear in Mind fit into this?
Bear in Mind, it just doesn't seem to come up very well in here. You know, the horses, look at the first fraction problems here.
Yeah, I see
that. A 56-36 on a horse, I mean, he's chasing some decent, I mean, one of them is clearly a $25,000 horse that's on this board, right? There are several others that can win here. Bear in Mind is going to try to catch legitimate horses at this level with a deficiency of almost 4 feet per second in the first fraction. Key to that, though, is that if this horse comes home and is able to make up, this horse makes up 2 feet per second in a second fraction and then can outfinish it. But the first fraction deficiency is just enormous. That's 4 feet per second when they do the early running in the race. Now, he's got a big second fraction, but I got to tell you something. If I ran that slowly in the first fraction, I'd have a big second fraction, too. So it's not enough to make it up. If the horse runs solidly in the first fraction and then has that huge turn time number to go with it, then you got something going for you. But Bear in Mind would figure, based on what we're looking at here, if we were to play Quinellas, we'd use key purchase with North Arctica probably, and Bear in Mind, we'd lose a Quinella. Because one of the horses we did not spend a lot of time with, Pete's Pocketful, was kind of a difficult throw out, and yet we had nothing to go on. So you would speculate that this trainer has this horse ready to run again. And apparently he did, because he lost very narrowly. But Secret Selection was not part of this. And neither was Pricey Mac. The call was that Pricey Mac had moved into third at the top of the stretch and stopped chasing. So. Can you all get to that?
Yep.
I think you can, too. I think you can. Now, when you look at key purchase, don't be too tempted to go back on him. Use his last race, because it's very good. He's a horse that is clearly improving. If you look at him, all of a sudden he showed more speed last time. His race on March 29th, he's in the same race with Secret Selection. It's not bad, but his last race is the best race he's run recently. So give him credit for that. Don't skip over that to go back to another race. Give him credit for current form. Let's look at the fifth race. What's the par on this fifth race? I'm sorry, what? 102, right? The $32,000 older male par is 105. These are three-year-olds. This is 102. Now, we start with Scottish Ghost. Look at his race three back on April 4th. 21-2, 44-2, 110-2, and he only gave it up in the last strides, right? At 40,000. What did they do with him next time out? Is that a negative dropper?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was that day, too. And anybody who played against him almost couldn't lose that race because he was 7-5 in it. You could have bet almost everybody else in the field. But look at it. He's 7-5, and worse than that, he drew the rail the day that he dropped him. After running those fractions and beating a half a length at 40, you don't drop a three-year-old at 32 off that. You don't drop him in class off of a race like that. Look at him. He got beat half a length at 40. He claimed him at 40. They ran him at 50. He ran well. They ran him in a 62.5 race. He ran well. In another 62.5 race, he didn't run as well. They dropped him to 40, and he got beat half a length. You don't devalue him off that race. So now they dropped him to 32. He catches the dead rail, and he's 7-5. He's a bad, bad bet. I hope you all recognize that by now. What do you think? Look at his next race.
Well, yeah. I mean, what I'm looking at this is, suppose today is April 26th. That's what I'm looking at.
I'd still bet against. I'd bet against him clearly.
So you think?
I don't think it's the rail. I think it's the fact.
The rail added to the problems, but the fact is they dropped him off of a race that he had the race won until the last few steps. Then they drop him $8,000 in class.
Sure.
Or maybe even stepped him up as a three-year-old. You know, because three-year-olds are notoriously protected anyway in terms of their value, so they devalued this horse. And he gets beat 16 lengths at 7-5 in his next start. I bet against him that day. I would hope you would, too. Look at Star of Riches. He fits. They're double-jumping him. He's a three-year-old. I mean, that's a good sign with a three-year-old. You know, they're trying to protect him. They're trying to get him into that inflated class level. It's a good sign for him. Look at Winning Port. Look at Winning Port. Okay, is he a contender here? All right, he drops back. It looks like he belongs at 32, doesn't he? Okay, and that's exactly where they put him. Now, there's a negative on him, I'll tell you that. And that is that at 25-1 is the odds he was held at in his last race. That is very lightly regarded. But we'll see how he measures up here. Inspirational West. What do you think?
Yep.
Okay. Sure. He gets beat a nose at 32. They stepped him to 40. He ran okay, but he didn't threaten to win that race. Now they drop him right back to where he was. It's a good move. It's a right move to make with him. What about Kuravu? Yeah, it is. It's close. It's close because he's a three-year-old. It would be if he were older. Okay, it's close.
Well, he gets beat 9 lengths
last time. He gets beat badly at about this level up there is what that amounts to. Race before that, he only gets beat 3 lengths. Race before that, he gets beat 3.5, and race before that by 5. What do you think? First of all, he doesn't fit the contender guidelines anyway, does he? Okay. Now, there's some positives on this horse. The fact that this is a good trainer. This good trainer thinks enough to bring him down here. But if he couldn't handle this kind of horse up there, there's no reason to think he's going to handle him down here. Woody's Eagle. He is. What's the jump this horse is making now? From a par of 98 to a par of 102, right? All right, now his figure could support that because his figure is a 110-1 unadjusted. That makes it a 102, right? Okay, but there is a significant difference in the class of horse he's facing here. And these don't repeat too often unless they're truly dominant. They don't repeat too often, but we'll use him. Wood Spirit. All right, Wood Spirit. What about the Iron Count? Well, that's part of it, yeah. He gets beat at the lower level. He gets beat decisively at the lower level. He gets beat at 25-1 at the lower level. Don't be going after horses like that. By the purest definition, he would just about fit the contender guidelines. Okay. And Wood Spirit just flat out ran him. Now, as it turns out, that was a very weak race, incidentally, but we'll deal with that in a moment. Edict. No, I mean, you know what the pars are up there. 110 and 1 is 100, right? This horse wins a maiden race in 111 and 2. I mean, how many adjustments are you going to make to bring him into this race? This is a very good trainer, incidentally. This is Charles Yenda. He's the one who trains Brown Bess, as a matter of fact. And then finally at the bottom, Drum Sound. Okay, he fits the contender guidelines, doesn't he? Let's go back up now for a moment. Star of Riches. Shall we agree on the last pace line? All right. The last pace line is a 10. What kind of an adjustment are we looking at with that?
Plus one.
A one length, right? That's a 111. Right? What does that amount to on the part-time chart? 98. Let's just write that in the side margin here. He won, but he didn't win a very fast race. Winning Port. He's boxed in his last start. Two races back, he was outgunned and beaten 10. The race before that, in a 118 on a track that we said 17 to 19 was zero. If you're going to play this horse, you've got to play him off his last race. Which requires a one-length adjustment as well, doesn't it? So that makes it a 110 and 3. That's a 100. His figure's three lengths off of that. It's a 97. And in all truth, between Winning Port and Star of Riches, they're pretty even, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them's boxed in from the rail, the other wins from a two-post. So neither one's got a whole lot going for him here. Inspirational West. Well, first of all, take a look at his second race down.
Winning Port,
yeah.
The number one slot now, the post, that could have hindered his race there.
Yeah, absolutely. But what other line will you want? That's
a process I went through.
Well,
you can't go back and take the third race. It's a 118.
You might want to say, well, maybe he might have won that race if he had a different post
position. Well, I got to tell you
something about that one. I find that there was a time when I would do that, and virtually every time I did that, I was wrong. I mean, you just take it as it, you know, you take it as it's written. Mentally, you can upgrade that and say, okay, if he's close. In other words, if I have to make a choice between the second best horses in this race. If I have a horse that stands out and I have a couple more that are close, and he's one of them, I'll upgrade the horse. Okay, but I won't fool with the line. I mean, there's no reason to do that. Mentally, you can upgrade it. We'll come to that decision-making process here in a few minutes. Look at Inspirational West's second race back. That requires a one-length adjustment, right? That's a 110 and 1. He got beat a nose. What is his number? 102? What's par for this race? Okay. Now, the fractions in his last race, they're good, 44, 3, 109, and 4, but that wouldn't upgrade him, so we'll go back and use the second race, which was at this level, at this distance. Woody's Eagle, you got one choice. And it's based on an 11 variant. What? Use his last race. Yeah, of course. But you got one, that's a 110 and 1, right? That's a 102. So we won a pretty good maiden race, sir. Well, we're going to deal with that. We'll say, when do we get the numbers on the board? You're right. That's a good observation. But you're about light years in front of Claudia. We got Claudia back here. Yeah, you're in front of me with that one. All right, now look at Wood Spirit. Interestingly enough, Wood Spirit comes out of, two races back, comes out of that same race that Drum Sound comes out of. And as the 2-1 favorite, Wood Spirit is one of those horses, as you look at him, you know that he's got major physical problems. Anybody have any trouble seeing that? Look at the gaps in his races. One day they put him in a minor stakes race, the next day he's in for a claiming tag. I mean, he just goes up and down. He definitely has physical problems because he's capable of running dead last, and he's capable of winning. Use his last race. The adjustment on that race is two lengths, right? One length at the second call. It's a 100, yeah. So far we have two horses at 102, one at a 100. Those are definitely three horses we will put into the computer. And drum sound. Drum sound's race is on a 10 track. That's a 109 and 4, right, when you adjust it? All right. If you use that race, it will be a better race for him than his previous winning effort. So you might give some consideration to the fact that he might still be improving, even though he got beat when he hit this, when he stepped up. Because if you use his race before that, you will adjust him to about a 111 and 1. His last race is better. All right, so he's about 100. Wood Spirit's about 100. Woody's Eagle's about a 102. Inspirational West is about a 102. Star of Riches is a 98. Winning Port is a 97. Want to put them all six in the computer, or does anybody want to drop any of those?
I used to do.
All right.
I would see Star of Riches coming off a layoff.
97.
I've always felt that horses will improve on the second race off a layoff, the third race, the fourth race. And Winning Port had the rail last time. I would expect him to improve off of that. Which could put them close.
To what?
To a
102? No, that's a lot. You're talking 40 feet now. That's a lot.
That is a big improvement. The figure, Harry just offered the figure, because he uses the variance, and he offered the figure. The figure is 97 on both of those two horses. So this is pretty close. We got to it pretty closely here. That's just, it's too big. I mean, it's just too much to overcome. Your reasoning's not all that shaky, except that it won't hold up over time. It'll create a low winning percentage for you by doing it that way. Okay, all right. That's just asking for too much improvement. On the other hand, if you look at Wood Spirit and decide that he might improve, that's a little more realistic. Or Drum Sound, if you think he's on an improving pattern that he might improve, that's a little more realistic. But when you're looking at 97s and 98s with other horses at the 102, that's the right way. Some people use PBS to get at these things. Okay, I just approach it a little differently. And since it's my class, you just have to go bear with me here. So we'll put Inspirational West, Woody's Eagle, Wood Spirit, and Drum Sound. Once we put them in, we'll go back into this race because one of these might come to the prime bet status for us. So then we'll want to go back and look at some of these other horses, make sure we didn't throw anybody out that might knock us over. And I don't believe we did. Let's step backward just a tad. What's the running style you really want out here? When push comes to shove, you do want pressers, right? Inspirational Wes. What is he? Yeah, he's sustained, isn't he? But he's not a deep closer. Yeah, I'm sorry, what? Well, he's really never pressed the pace in any race. He's never pressed the pace.
He's always in the bottom half of the field.
He's always in the back half of the field.
Sometimes he's sustained.
He's a closer.
Winning Port. We didn't use him. Woody's Eagle. Well, yeah, he's early. He might be a presser just based on the way he distributed. The only thing you got going for you here, you got one line, right? He was early. He was contending for the lead all the way. If he's early, we're going to speculate a little on him. But if he is early, he's in a little trouble here. If he's able to press, he's okay. And the reason he would be in a little trouble is because of the second fraction. The turn time is a little low for him. In fact, it's the lowest in the field. All right, we'll get to that in a second. Wood Spirit. Closer?
Yeah.
Wood Spirit is early.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong.
That's all right. I thought you were being silly.
No, I'm looking at the wrong.
All right. Wood Spirit is an early horse. I was just being silly.
Yeah, I'm looking at Drum Sound.
All right. And Drum Sound? How about Sustain and Presser? He's done both. He's pressed the pace. He's come from off the pace. All right. Now, based on the figures on the board, pace figures alone, this race ought to run Wood Spirit and Woody's Eagle, right, through the first quarter, right on the number. I mean, even. The horses that we threw out, Scottish Ghost we threw out of here, right? Scottish Ghost could contend for a piece of this early pace.